This is the NOCN ESOL International Independent User Level B2 Listening Examination. Please check that your name and other details are on your mark sheet. The invigilator will have explained how to fill in the mark sheet. Do not write on your examination paper. Put your answers on the mark sheet. The listening examination will now begin. Part 1. You will hear 10 sentences. Read the replies on your examination paper. You have 2 minutes to read the replies on your examination paper. Listen to the sentences. You will hear the sentences in full twice. Choose the best reply for the situation. You will then have 2 minutes to check your answers.
1. Where did you buy that new dress? 2. Do you have a table for 3, please? 3. What would you suggest we see first? 4. What do you do to help with the housework? 5. When shall we go to the beach? 6. What is the best way to get to Manchester from here? 7. What does your sister look like? 8. Did you go to the concert last week? 9. How long have you been playing the guitar? 10. Do you think we're going to be late?
Now listen to the sentences again.
1. Where did you buy that new dress? 2. Do you have a table for 3, please? 3. What would you suggest we see first? 4. What do you do to help with the housework? 5. When shall we go to the beach? 6. What is the best way to get to Manchester from here? 7. What does your sister look like? 8. Did you go to the concert last week? 9. How long have you been playing the guitar? 10. Do you think we're going to be late?
Now check your answers. You have 2 minutes to check your answers. Part 2. Conversations. You will hear 2 conversations. Read the questions and answers on your examination paper for both conversations. You have 2 minutes to read them. Listen to conversation 1. You will hear the conversation twice. Answer the questions. You will then have 2 minutes to check your answers.
Hello, Alison. Can you tell me a little bit about the part of the UK you're from?
Yes, I'm from a small village in Scotland called Newcastleton. It's in the south of Scotland, in an area called the Scottish Borders. It's actually only about 5 miles from England.
Right. Can you tell me what you like about this place?
Certainly. It's a small village, so it's a friendly community where everybody knows everybody else. I think there are about 800 residents. It is a rural village, but it's got a lot of facilities, such as a post office, a butcher's, and a baker's, and the countryside around it is really beautiful.
What sort of things happen in your village and surrounding area?
Let's see. Well, farming and tourism are the biggest things. The area is very popular with walkers, cyclists and sightseers.
I see. And have you lived there since you were a child?
Yes, all my life. I don't think I'd want to live anywhere else. It's my home.
Have there been a lot of changes there over the years?
Oh, yes. Some of the jobs that people used to do here have gone now, such as forestry work. Many people have to travel to nearby towns or even further to work nowadays.
Is your village famous for anything, in your opinion?
Yes, we have a music festival every June. It takes place on the last weekend in June. Musicians come from all over the UK to take part in it. And in August, we have the village show. The farmers bring their sheep and cows, and there are horse riding competitions and dog races.
Sounds good fun. Thank you, Alison.
Now listen to the conversation again.
Hello, Alison. Can you tell me a little bit about the part of the UK you're from?
Yes, I'm from a small village in Scotland called Newcastleton. It's in the south of Scotland, in an area called the Scottish Borders. It's actually only about 5 miles from England.
Right. Can you tell me what you like about this place?
Certainly. It's a small village, so it's a friendly community where everybody knows everybody else. I think there are about 800 residents. It is a rural village, but it's got a lot of facilities, such as a post office, a butcher's, and a baker's, and the countryside around it is really beautiful.
What sort of things happen in your village and surrounding area?
Let's see. Well, farming and tourism are the biggest things. The area is very popular with walkers, cyclists, and sightseers.
I see. And have you lived there since you were a child?
Yes, all my life. I don't think I'd want to live anywhere else. It's my home.
Have there been a lot of changes there over the years?
Oh, yes. Some of the jobs that people used to do here have gone now, such as forestry work. Many people have to travel to nearby towns or even further to work nowadays.
Is your village famous for anything, in your opinion?
Yes, we have a music festival every June. It takes place on the last weekend in June. Musicians come from all over the UK to take part in it. And in August, we have the village show. The farmers bring their sheep and cows, and there are horse riding competitions and dog races.
Sounds good fun. Thank you, Alison.
Now check your answers. You have 2 minutes to check your answers. Part 2. Conversations. Listen to conversation 2. You will hear the conversation twice. Answer the questions. You will then have 2 minutes to check your answers. Good morning, Nature's Foods. This is Carol Jones speaking. How can I help you?
Hello, this is Mr. White. I am the manager of the Good Life shop, which you supply with bread. I'm phoning to complain about a delivery from your company today.
I see. What exactly is the problem?
I placed an order with you last Friday. It arrived this morning, but it is all wrong.
Really? That's very surprising. I don't think any of our other customers have had any problems. Could it be that the mistake was made by you? It does happen sometimes.
No, it wasn't our mistake. We ordered wholemeal bread rolls, but you delivered white rolls.
Well, is there any way that you could sell the white rolls in your shop? I know that they are very popular.
No, I'm afraid that's not possible. This is a health food shop. We sell wholemeal bread and rolls because it's healthier.
Oh dear, I am really sorry about what has happened, but I am really surprised because none of our other shops have complained.
So, what are you going to do about it?
Well, I'm afraid that it's too late to do anything about the order now. The bread has all gone out from the factory today and there are no wholemeal rolls left.
That really is not good enough. I am considering sourcing my bread elsewhere. I think you should at least offer me some compensation.
Well, Mr. White, I think there's one thing we can do for you. We will deliver your next order of wholemeal rolls free of charge. Will that be acceptable to you?
Yes. Thank you.
Now listen to the conversation again. Good morning, Nature's Foods. This is Carol Jones speaking. How can I help you?
Hello, this is Mr. White. I am the manager of the Good Life shop, which you supply with bread. I'm phoning to complain about a delivery from your company today.
I see. What exactly is the problem?
I placed an order with you last Friday. It arrived this morning, but it is all wrong.
Really? That's very surprising. I don't think any of our other customers have had any problems. Could it be that the mistake was made by you? It does happen sometimes.
No, it wasn't our mistake. We ordered wholemeal bread rolls, but you delivered white rolls.
Well, is there any way that you could sell the white rolls in your shop? I know that they are very popular.
No, I'm afraid that's not possible. This is a health food shop. We sell wholemeal bread and rolls because it's healthier.
Oh dear, I am really sorry about what has happened, but I am really surprised because none of our other shops have complained.
So, what are you going to do about it?
Well, I'm afraid that it's too late to do anything about the order now. The bread has all gone out from the factory today and there are no wholemeal rolls left.
That really is not good enough. I am considering sourcing my bread elsewhere. I think you should at least offer me some compensation.
Well, Mr. White, I think there's one thing we can do for you. We will deliver your next order of wholemeal rolls free of charge. Will that be acceptable to you?
Yes. Thank you.
Now check your answers. You have 2 minutes to check your answers. Part 3. Broadcasts. You will hear two broadcasts. Read the questions and answers on your examination paper for both broadcasts. You have 2 minutes to read them. Listen to broadcast 1. You will hear the broadcast twice. Answer the questions. You will then have 2 minutes to check your answers.
If you want to stop smoking this year, you might be interested in the inspiring story of Margaret. She took part in the Stop Smoking campaign in 2017. And has been smoke-free for almost 2 years. Her children used to throw her cigarettes away in the bin and warned her constantly of the health risks of smoking. She would talk about the stress of her job and how there were certain times of day when she enjoyed a cigarette. At the beginning of 2017, she began by cutting down to about 5 cigarettes a day. There were a number of reasons why Margaret wanted to stop smoking. She really disliked the smell. After a couple of weeks being smoke-free, she noticed a difference. Her sense of smell and taste had improved and she felt fitter. Since then, she has also been able to make huge savings as she no longer spends money on cigarettes. Margaret says she had a lot of help and support from her family and friends and is glad she took part in the Stop Smoking campaign. She urges anyone who wants to quit to sign up for the campaign. It worked for her. Congratulations, Margaret.
Now listen to the broadcasts again.
If you want to stop smoking this year, you might be interested in the inspiring story of Margaret. She took part in the Stop Smoking campaign in 2017 and has been smoke-free for almost 2 years. Her children used to throw her cigarettes away in the bin and warned her constantly of the health risks of smoking. She would talk about the stress of her job and how there were certain times of day when she enjoyed a cigarette. At the beginning of 2017, she began by cutting down to about 5 cigarettes a day. There were a number of reasons why Margaret wanted to stop smoking. She really disliked the smell. After a couple of weeks being smoke-free, she noticed a difference. Her sense of smell and taste had improved and she felt fitter. Since then, she has also been able to make huge savings as she no longer spends money on cigarettes. Margaret says she had a lot of help and support from her family and friends and is glad she took part in the Stop Smoking campaign. She urges anyone who wants to quit to sign up for the campaign. It worked for her. Congratulations, Margaret.
Now check your answers. You have 2 minutes to check your answers. Part 3. Broadcasts. Listen to Broadcast 2. You will hear the broadcast twice. Answer the questions. You will then have 2 minutes to check your answers.
On the 17th of July, 1955, in Anaheim, in California, USA, Walt Disney welcomed Americans into his new world named Disneyland after him. He hoped that young and old alike would enjoy the experience and that the theme park would be a source of joy and inspiration for the whole world. Disney had been planning the huge park, which he was originally going to call Mickey Mouse Park, since 1948. Although Disney issued just 11,000 tickets for the opening day, it is estimated that the crowds who came on the first day numbered 28,000. Many people had fake tickets and others without tickets simply climbed over the fences to get into the park. Despite Walt Disney's hopes, the first day was a disaster, and there were chaotic scenes everywhere. California was suffering from a heat wave, and the temperature reached 38 degrees Celsius. Many fast food stands ran out of food and drink. To Disney's executives and workers, the opening became known as Black Sunday. But Disneyland was never to look back. Over 6 decades later, it has welcomed more than 650 million visitors.
Now listen to the broadcast again.
On the 17th of July, 1955, in Anaheim, in California, USA, Walt Disney welcomed Americans into his new world named Disneyland after him. He hoped that young and old alike would enjoy the experience and that the theme park would be a source of joy and inspiration for the whole world. Disney had been planning the huge park, which he was originally going to call Mickey Mouse Park, since 1948. Although Disney issued just 11,000 tickets for the opening day, it is estimated that the crowds who came on the first day numbered 28,000. Many people had fake tickets, and others without tickets simply climbed over the fences to get into the park. Despite Walt Disney's hopes, the first day was a disaster, and there were chaotic scenes everywhere. California was suffering from a heat wave, and the temperature reached 38 degrees Celsius. Many fast food stands ran out of food and drink. To Disney's executives and workers, the opening became known as Black Sunday. But Disneyland was never to look back. Over six decades later, it has welcomed more than 650 million visitors.
Now check your answers. You have 2 minutes to check your answers. That is the end of the listening examination. Please check your mark sheet is completed correctly. Put your pens down. End of examination.